Hey girl, have you heard about the new radio station Love God FM?
No, I haven't heard about it.
They preach about salvation and repentance, no prosperity.
Tell me more.
The unique part is this man of God has started a radio station because he wants to win more souls for Christ. He asks that anyone who's been born again and has the Holy Spirit and wants to preach, they can preach at this radio station for free.
That's awesome.
But that's not all. Even if you have a testimony that you would like to share with the whole world, you can do it here for free.
Oh, I want to call. How can I contact them for more information?
Oh, it's so easy. You can write in your request to lovegodfm@gmail.com. But if you would like to listen to the radio, you can dial 641-793-9493 or download the TuneIn Radio app for free. Again, that number is 641-793-9493.
Wow, I'm going to tell all my family and friends about this new radio station, Love God FM. Yeah.
God is telling me to warn people here. People in America here. I need the time.
Say
yes.
That.
Jesus. Yes, sir.
But you want to say what God is telling people? You are smoking in your body. Yeah. Destroy the body. Yeah. You are smoking on top of what? The Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
What is wrong with you? Because of your sin. Right. Because of your body.
Amen.
Because of your cigarettes. Because of your alcohol. Because of your fornication. It has separated God from you.
All right now.
You and God, he has to be God by here in front of you. So if God ran away from you, that means the Holy Spirit.
So if you sin, you are not holy. And if you are not holy, you can see God.
Yes, 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 yes. Good afternoon to everybody. This is Johnny Boadu on Love God FM. Today, as I said, we are going to preach about the Word of God. And today I'm very happy I have my reader, somebody who is going to read my Bible for me today. I'm so excited that I have Bible reader here today. I hope I can get her every day when I'm preaching. We thank God. Welcome, Geneva. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well. And how are you today?
By God's grace, I'm alive. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
How's your family doing?
They are well. Everybody is great. Thank God.
Okay, we thank God. You know, we are on Love God FM today. Yeah. By the way, before we start preaching, we need to pray. We need to give everything to the hands of God before we start everything. So we are going to bow our heads so you can pray. Oh Lord, thank you very much for this afternoon. We thank you very much because some people slept last night. They didn't wake up. Some people were driving, going to work. They get an accident. They died. If we are alive, then God, we give thanks to you. We glorify your name. We thank you very much. Oh Lord, today, we are going to give your mercy to the whole world. Please, be us like a straw. Come inside us. Speak through us. Like the way you spoke through Moses. Moses said, oh Lord, I don't know how to talk. When you called him, Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, and Exodus chapter 12, Exodus chapter 4, verse 12. Moses said, I don't know how to talk. How can I talk? You told him that, don't worry. I'm going to talk for you. I'm going to talk through you. Lord, the same thing due to Isaiah, Jeremiah, all of them, Peter, James, John, Andrews, all of them, you spoke through them. So today, please, be inside me and speak through me. Don't let me use my own energy or my own power or my own wisdom. But Lord, use your wisdom. use your power to speak through me in Jesus' name, so that by the end of this message, I know many people across the world, Africa, Australia, America, Asia, European, and all over the world, everybody will understand, and most of them will change their lifestyle and come back to you and take you, Jesus Christ, their personal savior. Oh Lord, we thank you very much. Amen.
Yeah.
Today, we are going to proclaim the gospel message across the world. And please, the whole world, I know you are listening to me on Love God FM, but I want you guys, everybody, to understand that when you are preaching, when God calls you and you are preaching, you don't preach your own. It's the Holy Spirit who passes to you and speak to you. You don't have any power to speak. But those people who are called by themselves, they are the people, they talk for themselves. But when God calls you, it's not you, but it's God's power spirit who speaks to the whole world. So please, today, this message, if you hear this message, please get a pen and paper. Write every quotation down, so that after the preaching, I'm not saying believe me, no, don't believe me. But after the message, go and get your Bible. Do your research in the Bible. And make sure that what I am saying, is it true or it's not true? If it's true and you don't take it and abide by it, God will deal with you. But if it's not true, then you tell me, John, you are a liar. So today, please, I'm very happy. I want everybody to get your pen and paper down. Get ready so that you can get everything down. Because it's written in Acts chapter 70, verse 11. When Paul and Silas was preaching, all the people there, they have to get everything down. After the message, they have to go through the scripture to make sure that what Paul and Silas is preaching is true. So the same thing to everybody who is listening to me on Love God FM. I want everybody to get a pen and paper down and write every quotation down. By the way, what I'm going to speak, have patience. Because I love everybody, so I have to tell the truth. If I don't love you, I will lie it. I will lie to you. But since I love you, I'm going to tell you the truth. You see? Because when you read Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. Let's read there and see what's going to happen. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 16 to 19.
And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came upon me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Do you hear what he said? You see, me, God has called me to tell my people about their sin. I have to warn everybody. If you are doing what is wrong, I have to tell you. Because I love you. I don't want you to die in your sin. That is what God said. John Tell them to stop their sin. Because if I don't tell you to stop your sin and you die in your sin, God said he is going to ask your blood for me. Because why? Maybe you didn't know that what you are doing is sin. But I know, since I know, I have my right, the power to tell you to stop. If you don't stop, if I don't tell you, God is going to kill me if you die. God is going to punish me if you die. But if I tell you and don't listen, when you die, that is you. Then God is going to leave me alone. Because why? I did my job and you didn't understand. So today, please, everybody across the world, the message I'm going to give, I'm going to tell people about their sin. For people to know the truth. So don't think I hate you. No, I don't hate you. But if I don't tell you and you die, God is going to ask me. That's why I have to proclaim the God message to across the world. You see, I should have said this in Ashanti, Ghana language, key. But I am in America. That is why I am speaking English. I know my English is not good enough. But I'll do my best and proclaim God's message. Because America here, people need to repent. God here, no. Everybody said they are Christian. If you go out, you meet 100 people and you ask them, are you a Christian? Everybody said they are Christian. 99 will say they are Christian. But when you look at their appearance, when you look at their attitude, I mean, oh my God, I don't know what is going on in America here. That is why God has called me to proclaim his message and tell everybody to stop their sin. You see, by the way, I have something. Jennifer, I'm going to ask you a question. When somebody is a policeman, what uniform he put on? What color?
Navy or black, a police uniform.
A police wear black, right?
Yes.
I think in general, the whole world in general, policemen wear black. Yes. I think the police officer, they wear brown kind of stuff. But policemen wear what?
Black.
Now, what I'm trying to say is, now, if maybe I am a policeman, right? And I work for police for like maybe 10 years or 15 years. And everybody around this area know that Johnny is a policeman. And one day I decided, no, I don't want police anymore. I want to go and join military. If I want to go and join military, I have to apply. When I'm hired, they will let me work for them to be an army, right? So when I've been an army, I become an army, people here around me don't know that I'm in army because at first I was always be a policeman wearing a black shirt, right? Black uniform. Now, when I become an army or a soldier, as a soldier, I have to do what?
Wearing camouflage.
I have to use military attire, right?
Yes.
To identify that, yes, now Johnny has changed from police to what? Military. If I'm hired in the military and I come home and I'm still wearing police uniform, I'm still wearing black uniform, what people are going to say about me? They are going to say, this guy, we thought he was an army right now, but why is he wearing this? No, I think he's still a policeman. You see, how people will know that you have changed? From police to military, you have to change your uniform. For people to know that now you have changed them from police to military. If you keep on wearing the police uniform, people will be thinking you are still working for what? Police department. Right. So you have to change the uniform. So when you change the uniform, then people go, hey, now Johnny Bodu is now an army. Then everybody say, oh, Johnny is not army. Then people will be happy. Johnny is not army. That's how people will know. You have to change your uniform for people to know that what? You are now what? An army or military. The same thing to Christians. When we become a Christian, when you are not a Christian, You do whatever you want. Everything you do what you want. But when you come, at that time you are a different world. When you come to become a new creature, you become born again. You have to leave all your stuff outside and come to the new creature. If you are born again, you have to do what is right. You can't break what you used to do at the old time or when you are in the world. You have to leave it outside. Don't bring that one inside to be a Christian. If you, for example, if you are a fornicator and now you kill, you are taking Jesus Christ, your personal savior. You want to do what? You want to worship God. When you come in, if you bring the prostitute in Christianity, people will know that no, you have been changed. Because why? You have bring the old one to the new one. It means you have been changed. You have been repent. Repent means change from one to another. But you were in the old one. And when you came to the new one, you are still doing the old one in the new one. It means you have been changed. It means you are not born again. You see? For example, if you worship idols, you pour libation, you call the dead people, the spiritual people, the ghost, to back up you. You join Illuminatis. Last out the musicians. Join Illuminatis. Worship the devil. The way they worship Freemason and Lord. Now, if you decide to come back to Jesus, Jesus call you, you come back. You don't bring those stuff you did. You don't go and worship Illuminati again. Whatever they do, when you come to a new creature, when you become a Christian, you leave that one aside. So that you tell you have changed. You don't bring the old one to the new one. Now you're going to find out in the Bible. Let's see. Please take me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Thank you. All things have become new. You are a new creature. If you are homosexual, lesbian, when you become a Christian, you don't do homosexual again. You don't do lesbian again. You don't do gay again. You leave that one aside. Oh, my people, if you go to churches now, all homosexuals are still there. When you call yourself a Christian, how can a homosexual be a Christian? It can't work. That's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He said, when you come in, leave the old one aside. You are born again. You don't have the right to do sin again in the Christianity way. My brother, my sister, open your eye. I care for the pastors. I don't know what the pastors are looking for. The pastors, instead of for them to teach their people, they are not teaching them. And what they need is money, tithe, offering, tithe, offering, money. Now all pastors are becoming businessmen, business pastors. Now one to all Christian pastors. Me, I don't call you pastors. I call you businessmen. Because what you are doing is not right. So warning against every Christian, every pastor who out there doing what is not right. Yeah. Please, let us be very careful. Let us be very careful. What I'm trying to do is make sure that you will, you know, do what is right. Please, I don't hate you. I love you. I love you very much. I don't hate you. I want you to stop your sin. When you come in, please, when you come in, to be a Christian, please, don't do what? Don't bring the old one to the new one. If you bring the old one to the new one, it's not going to work. So please, do your best. Whenever you come to become a Christian, do your best and stop all the sins you are doing the old time and come back to the new. That's what God is looking for. Please, I don't hate you. Okay? I don't hate you. Now, many people, for example, they are smokers. Some people smoke at the same time go to church. Even some elders in some churches. Some elders in some churches, they smoke cigarettes. Yeah, they smoke cigarette. You know, it's not right. How can an elder smoke cigarette? My brother, my sister, my mom, my dad, everybody across the world. If you are a Christian, don't smoke. I will preach about it the next time. Because why? When you become born again, you smoke is not good for you. Because your body is a temple of God. If you destroy this temple, you know, let me tell you something. The smokers, the owner of the cigarette, he said, it's not good for your health. The cigarette is not good for your health. Even the owner of the company have said it in the cigarette box. So why? You are smoking. You know, when you smoke, you are destroying your body. And your body don't belong to you. Your body belongs to Jesus Christ. Let's see where you can find it. Please, take me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Not here. Your body don't belong to you. Your body belongs to Jesus Christ. So my brother, my sister, everybody across the world, Africa, Asia, America, Australia, Europeans, please be very careful the way you treat your body. Your body don't belong to you. So be very careful and take good care of your body. If you destroy your body, God too is going to destroy you. Let's see where you can find this. Please take me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16.
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Continue. Go to 17.
If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
Thank you very much. Do you hear? Your body don't belong to you. So if you destroy your body, God too is going to destroy you, because your body belongs to Jesus Christ. So he said, if you destroy this temple, he too is going to destroy you. So my brother, my sister, please, since I love you, that is why I am telling the truth. If you smoke, you know smoke is not good for you. It's going to destroy your body. So please, if you smoke, I beg you, stop smoking. Because if you are Christian, you can be smoking inside Christianity. The same thing applies to those people who drink alcohol. I will come back later and preach about alcohol. Tomorrow, I pray that God will let me preach about alcohol. Because that's why I'm planning to preach alcohol tomorrow. But I hope God is going to tell me to preach that one. If he tell me no, Johnny, go to a different topic, then I have no choice. Because God control me. God control me. So I have to listen to what God is telling me. Now, I am planning to preach about alcohol or hard drinks tomorrow, but I don't know what God is going to say. You see, for example, let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Thank you very much. Do you hear? Those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So since I'm led by the Holy Spirit, I have to listen to the Holy Spirit. Whatever He tells me, then I'm going to preach. I don't just come back and just come and preach. No, I have to listen to Almighty God for approval. You see, so please don't put smoke wood and drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol, that means you are not a Christian. Because why? I want to explain to you later, because it's in the Bible. Somebody asked me the other day that by Jesus Christ, turn water to wine. That one, I'll explain that one tomorrow. It's not a wine. You are going to see mystery about that tomorrow. I hope God is going to let me preach that one tomorrow. You see, if you're a homosexual, please stop it. It's not good for you. How can you be a homosexual at the same time as you're a Christian? You are destroying the body. That's not what God tells us. That is even disgusting. How can you do this? Anybody doing lesbian or homosexual and gay, please stop it. For God is going to kill you. If you don't stop and you die in your sin, you are going to hell. Now, if you are fornicating, if you are drink alcohol, if you drink and you smoke, you are homosexual, you worship Illuminati or Freemason or anything is sin. I'm telling you, when you sin and you die in your sin, you are going to hell. After death is what? Judgment. That is why God has given us more period for you to repent. So when you repent and you die, that one, you go to what? Paradise. But if you don't repent and you die in your sin, after death is judgment. I think Hebrews chapter 9. Check it for me. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 or something, yeah.
And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment.
Did you hear? After that judgment. So this is the time. Now we are in the grace period. My brother, my sister, you have to stop your sin and take Jesus Christ, your personal savior, today. Please, stop your sin. I blame all the pastors. I blame all the pastors. I don't know why they are not teaching you guys very well. You see, if you become born again, leave the old stuff away. The old stuff, leave it away. Don't bring to the new one. Let's go to, take me to, First Peter. First Peter chapter 1, verse 14.
As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance.
Do you hear? Obeying children, don't do what? Don't bring your old-fashioned stuff, to the new one. So if you bring your old-fashioned stuff to the new one, it tells me you are not what? Born again. Like telling a policeman become a military or an army, you have to change your uniform for people to know who you are. Now, you said you are Christian, but you are still doing the old thing again. How can people going to know that you are Christian? You see? So now, I'm telling you, some of the pastors, we have some antichrist. Many antichrists are amiss. Many antichrists. And they are not teaching the people very well. People have been telling me stuff I don't understand. America here, I don't understand. When I was in Ghana, Africa, I didn't hear those stuff. People here always telling me. They say something about once saved, forever saved. And I was like, what is this? They say, oh, if you take Jesus Christ, your personal savior, you are done. You will go to heaven automatically. And I'm like, who taught you guys? They say, certain church they call what certain Baptist or something. And I was like, what? Anybody, any pastors out there, if you are teaching your people like that way, please repent, you are antichrist. any pastor, if you tell your congregation that once saved, forever saved, if you take Jesus Christ, you automatically go to heaven, I will say, you pastor, you are sick. You are sick, you are antichrist. Take me to 3 John. 3 John chapter 2, verse 18 to 19. 3 John chapter 2, verse 18 to 19.
Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time.
Did you hear? Antichrist is our mess. When Jesus Christ came, we have Antichrist. What is Antichrist? It's like a watch. When watch is going clockwise and it comes back, it's going opposite way. It's called anti-clockwise. Anti-clockwise. So if, like Jesus Christ, we have people who are against Jesus Christ, they are Antichrist. Antichrist. In the opposite way. So pastors out there who are teaching your church members that once saved, forever saved, you are automatically going to heaven because you have taken Jesus Christ as your personal savior. I'm going to prove to you in the Bible for you to know that yes, you are a liar. You are a liar, pastors. I don't call you pastor, I call you antichrist pastors. If you think you have power, you try. You will see where power comes from. My name is Johnny Bob. You will come to the army and see. It's indeed the time. We need to tell our people about the truth. Why you are telling yourself antichrist? Antichrist people. Why? Many of you guys are antichrist. And church members, now listen to me. If your pastor is not teaching you right, please leave. Find different church. Because they are working for the devil. They are working for the devil. Please take me to Revelation. Revelation chapter 16, verses 13.
And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon.
Hold on. He said, you see what? Three unclean spirits. And they are coming from what? From the mouth of what? From the mouth of what?
The dragon.
The dragon. Go ahead.
And out of the mouth of the beast. And out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Did you hear? Did you hear? They are from some of the false prophets are what? Are demonic spirit. They are going to deceive you. You see, all pastors, some of them, 93% pastors, are spirit from God. They are antichrist. The spirit, what is the devil? They are polluting too. There are pastors out there. So they are all antichrist. So if you are there, listen to me. I'm going to prove to you in the Bible. If God said, you become born again, you are going to heaven automatically. We are going to see. We are going to see if it's right. No, you have to do your job very well. If you, as I said earlier, if you become a born again, you don't bring the old stuff to the new one. If you bring the old stuff to the new one, it means you're not born again. But these pastors are still telling them they are going to heaven. That is nonsense. You see, that is not right. If those pastors say, once saved, forever saved, when you repent, you are going to heaven, we are going to find out. I'm going to ask a question. We are going to find out here. Please take me to Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Matthew chapter 7.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Do you hear? My brother, my sister, all pastors out there, Those who are telling your church members that when you repent, you are going to heaven. Let me tell you something. That's not how it works. If you say, when you take Jesus Christ, you are going to heaven automatically, then what God is telling people about this, Matthew chapter 27, verse 20, 21 to 23. He's talking about you, Christian, you and I. He's talking about me and you. If you are doing the wrong thing, you can prophesy, you can call his name, you can do everything. Like the way you pastors are saying, that when you become born again, you automatically go to heaven. You have to make sure, you have to see faith of evidence. Faith of evidence, or faith with evidence. Faith with evidence. What's your evidence? You are homosexual. You become a Christian. Don't be homosexual in a Christian way. If you are drunkard, if you become a born again, don't be drunkard in Christianity way. If you are adultery, you don't bring adultery into the Christianity way. If you smoke, don't bring the smoke to Christianity. If you bring the smoke to Christianity, you are not Christian. So the person are lying to you. If you smoke, if you do anything wrong, my brother, my sister, this is the time. My brother, my sister, this is the time. We need to do what? Tell you the truth. You see, this is the time. We have to tell the truth to our people. My brother, my sister, be very careful. And Christians, let us teach our people how to do right. This is the time. This is the time. You see, you can claim, oh, I'm born again. I am this, I'm this. You can even let a dead body raise up. I'm telling you, if you're not doing what is right, God will say, get away from me. I don't know you. You iniquity. You see, you iniquity. Let's go back here again. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 down. Just read it. Anybody, if you get a pen and paper, write it down. Okay? You write it down. Matthew chapter 25. Verses 31 to 46. You can read something like, let's read a little bit, like, for start from 31 to maybe, one. Just read from 31 going in, I'll let you stop.
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit up on the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when we saw thee, and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink, when saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we the sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Let us, stop here. You see, if you are saying you're a Christian, I'm talking about the pastors who tell their people that once saved, forever saved. When you become Christian, you automatically go to heaven. They can do whatever they want. That's not right. Jesus said, when the time comes for the judgment, what he's going to do, what? He's going to separate us. The righteous will be a sheep, then the sinners will be a goat. You see what happened? Then the people who said, the people who went to the God's side, they said, God, I'm the one who was prophesying your name. I'm the one who gave John this money. I'm the one who was doing this, who was doing this. God said, go away. I don't know you. You iniquity. When I was sick on the bed, you didn't help me. When I need clothing, you didn't help me. When I need food, you didn't come and help me. When I was thirsty, you didn't help me. They said, what, God? We didn't see you that way. He said, since you didn't do for your brother, you didn't do for me. You see, so people that there are certain baptists or something, I don't know, those pastors out there who teach your people that way, this is warning to you. You better change your lifestyle. Stop teaching your people in a negative way. If you become born again, you have to do what is right. You can't do your sin stuff, your sin in Christianity. Every nation have their rules. America have their rules. Africa have their rules. They are worried about Christianity. Christianity we have our rules too. So don't think you can do whatever you want. No, it can't work that way. So please, pastors out there, stop sinning. Teach your people what is right. Now all the congregation people, I mean, doing your churches, be very careful. Read your Bible. Don't let those antichrist pastors deceive you, because heaven is real. Heaven is real. Jesus will be coming soon. Jesus will be coming soon. So prepare. Prepare. Jesus will come like a thief. He will surprise you. So be very careful. And do what is right. Let's go to one quotation more. Let's see what's going to happen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor infamous, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Now, did you hear? You said, once saved, forever saved. That's what you are teaching your church members. Look at what God is saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. He said, I should tell you, John should tell you, that if you are homosexual, you are not going to heaven, you are going to hell. He said, I should tell you, I am not judging, I am telling you point blank, be very careful, stop your homosexual. God said, if you are a liar, you can never get inside heaven. He goes on to tell you that if you are a liar, you are going to hell. Yeah. I didn't say that. God is saying, I'm telling you. God said, if you are a fornicator, you are going to hell. So fornicators, now listen to me. Pastors out there, I come for them. That they are deceiving you guys. If you are doing anything, be very careful. Stop your sin. If you worship, Illuminati, Freemason, idols, I'm telling you, God said you are going to hell. I am telling you today, that is warning. If your pastor can't tell you about your sin, Johnny Paul, I am here in America. I'm going to proclaim the gospel across the world. For everybody to know that, yes, God has called me, I'm going to shake this world. By the power of God, this is the time I have to shake the world. When you want to sit down for the devil to take control, no, God children, raise up and proclaim the God's blessing. Challenge the devil don't have any power. No. Christians, we have power. We have power. Christians have power. Do what is right, my people. Now, all the quotations, please write it down. If you go to heaven, you know. If you are not going to heaven, you know. God said, I tell you, if you don't free mercy, you are going to hell. Illuminati, when you hell. Lord, you are going to hell. Any secret society, you are going to hell. Many churches in the world, many of them, church members and the pastors, they are part of what? This secret society. And they call themselves Christians.
This is the last warning to you. This is the time you need to repent. It's time for you to repent because Jesus Christ will come soon. If you don't repent and you die in your sin, you are going to hell. If your pastor can't tell you, this is the time I have to tell you because I love you. Your pastor don't love you because he is a businessman. He's a businessman. He is not a pastor. He's a businessman. Ask for money. When he get the money, then they took some money for vacations with your girlfriends, with your wives, and you are sitting down here. Open your eye, Christians, open your eye. If you can't get anybody to tell you, I'm going to tell you. Because me, I'm not afraid of anybody. Because I'm called by God to proclaim the gospel, sake, to not call the world. So I am not afraid. Yes, you need to speak the truth to your people. You see, we need to tell the truth to our people. Because without holiness, you can't go to heaven. Without holiness, you can't go to heaven. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 is written there. Don't be ready. Don't be ready. Okay, God, read for them. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.
Do you hear? Without holiness, you can never see God. That is why I want you to be holy. You want to become holy, God too is also holy. So you guys come together. When you are holy, God too is holy, so you come together. But if you are a sinner, God is afraid of you. If you are a sinner, God can't come to you. Because you are dark, you are a sinner. He can't come to you because of iniquity. So please, people out there, stop your sin so that you can be holy. When you become holy, then God too will come to you so you can communicate and talk. Whatever you talk, you can hear. So don't listen to your pastors out there. That if you smoke, you can go to heaven. That is nonsense preaching. If you are a pastor and you are like that, stop it. This is me, Johnny Boy. I am telling the fact. It's written in the Bible. It's written in the Bible. People, open your eye. Open your eye, my brother, my sister. Open your eye. This world, it's not easy. Be very careful. And do what is right. Very careful. And do what is right. You see, let me tell you something here. When you want to be, if you want to get the Holy Spirit, I'm going to tell you something. You have to stop your sin to get the Holy Spirit. If you stop your sin, become holy, the Holy Spirit will come inside you. So when you pray, it go higher. You see, the Holy Spirit also listen to you. You see, let's read here. John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 24. John chapter 4, verse 24.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Did you hear? Before you can worship God in spirit, you have to be spirit. You have to get the Holy Spirit to be inside you. So when you are holy, oh my God, when you are holy and you are praying, oh my God, you will see powers, wonders will happen to your life, my brother, my sister. This is the time, please. Don't listen to your pastor. This is the time you need to do what is right. Listen to God and do what is right, my brother, my sister. This is the time. Don't listen to the pastors out there. 93% pastors on this earth are from God. They are after their stomach. They are after their stomach. They like money too much. Everybody afraid to tell the truth. Because why? When they tell the truth, people will stop their church and go where? And go to different church. And they don't get any offering. So because of money, because of offering, your tithe and offering, they will be quiet. You see? But you have to, you know, we are not here to look for many people. We are here to look for the righteous people. The holy people, that's what we are looking for. You see, please, do what is right. Do what is right.
Let me tell you something. Before you can get the Holy Spirit, we are going to see something here. Please take me to Acts chapter 5. Verse 27 to 32. Acts chapter 5. Verse 27 to 32.
And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him.
That's what I'm looking for. You see, when you get time, read Acts chapter 5, verse 32 to 30, 27 to 32. You see, you know when Peter, James, they were preaching about Jesus Christ, the Pharisees and the leaders, they were telling them, they shouldn't, you know, teach about Jesus Christ again. They shouldn't preach about Jesus Christ again. And Peter and James, they said, what? Are we going to listen to you, man? Or are we going to listen to God? We are going to listen to God. We are not going to listen to any human authority. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Let's read again. Number 32. 32. 32. Let's see what he said. 32.
And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God have given to them that obey him.
Do you hear? It means that God gave the Holy Spirit to the people who obey God.
Amen.
So if you don't obey God, you don't have the Holy Spirit. If you don't obey God, God will never give you the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's what the Bible is saying here. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. That's what I wrote in there. It said God gave the Holy Spirit to those people who obey God. So it means that if you don't obey God, that means God can never give you the Holy Spirit. So if you are homosexual, God can never give you the Holy Spirit because you are not clean. If you drink alcohol, God can never give you the what? Holy Spirit. Because why? You are not clean. If you are adultery, you do anything sin against God, please, you can never have the Holy Spirit. So this is the time, my brother, my sister, this is the time. Now, I'll preach you, I'll tell you what is in the Bible. And everything I'm saying, I prove to you from the Bible. So please, that's what I told you earlier. Get a pen and paper and write the quotation down. When I finish, do your research and see if what I'm saying, I'm lying. God said, if you're not holy, he can never give you the Holy Spirit. If you sin, he can give you the Holy Spirit. But if you have the Holy Spirit and you die, you are going to rest. You are going to rest. You are going to sleep. You are going to paradise. Going to spend time till the time the judgment time comes. So please do your best and have the Holy Spirit. If you sin, the Holy Spirit cannot come inside you. So when you die, you are going to hell. So you have to stop your sin so that the Holy Spirit can get a room or a space in yourself. So that when you die, you will go to paradise. Please, I think I will stop here. But I want to tell everybody, this is the time I want to warn the whole world. Everybody across the world, this is the time, including pastors, apostles, teachers, and a prophet. And oh my God, please, tell your people about your sin. Because why? If you don't tell them about your sin, when they die, they are going to hell. So this is the time, my brother, my sister, this is the time you need to stop your sin. You see, You need to stop your sin. Because when God met me 2015 in my vision, he was having American dollar. God was having American dollar. You see, anybody who is watching me, God was having American dollar. I think we are recording, so let me do something here. People to know what God told me. God was having American dollar, and the dollar, he has written. He has written 1.9 on the left side of the money, and he has written 2.2 on the right side of the money. That's why God has written the money, if you are watching me anyway. And God asked me, do you know the meaning of these numbers on this money? I said, my Lord, I don't know. God said, I'm going to tell you what God told me was. He said, Johnny, the 1.9, on the left side of the money, it means that this world, we have come all the way and we have reached this point. This is where we are now. We are 1.9 here right now, this world. This is where we are now. The moment we move from 1.9 to 2.2, 2.0, then from 2.0 to 2.1, from 2.1, then you go to the last figure God wrote there, the 2.2. He said, Johnny, the moment we get to the 2.2, then he is coming. So he tell me, Johnny, go around and tell everybody across the world, proclaim the message, and tell them that I am coming soon. So we should stop our sins. That is why I am crazy for God. This is the time I am shaking. I am telling the truth. I'm not afraid for anybody. This is the time we need to speak the truth to the whole world. It's time. Repent. God is coming soon. God is coming soon, as he told me. Please, be very careful. Be very careful and do what is right. Be very careful and do what is right. Because Jesus Christ is coming soon. Because Jesus Christ is coming soon. My brother, my sister, this is the time we need to tell our people about the truth. I'm going to stop up here. I'm going to stop here. If you have any question, you can email me at lovegodfm.com. lovegodfm.com. My brother, my sister, this is the time. This is the time. Now, we have a certain company. It's called Modern Afrique Boutique. It's in Arkansas here. Yeah. Modern Afrique Boutique. They sell African clothing. They sell African clothing and Asia clothing. And some accessories. So please, if you need some of the clothing from Asia and Africa, Africa clothing, yeah, you can contact Modern Afrique Boutique. If you are everywhere, New York, everywhere, Arkansas here people, if you are here, you know, the person Arkansas here, yeah, you can call the person. Yeah, and the company number is 870-489-9008. I'm repeating the number again. 870-489-9008. If you need African clothes and Asia clothing, please, and some accessories, contact this Modern Afrique Boutique. Then they will give you what you need. We thank everybody. God bless everybody. Please, now we need more pastors who can preach. This radio station is free. It's free. We don't charge anything here. If you have the Holy Spirit, you are welcome to preach on Love God FM. Because we need to proclaim the message to the whole world. There's a time. You have to come. We thank everybody, all listeners, who are listening to Love God FM. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, my Bible reader. You have done a good job today.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jennifer. Jennifer King. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.